It's running. I suppose it's okay. I'll try it anyway, and we'll play it back and see what happens. The following is an unrehearsed interview for the Kentucky Oral History Project. The interview is being conducted by Darlene Young on July 5, 1979. The interviewee is Mr. James T. Norris, Sr. The interview is taking place in the office of Mr. Norris at the Ashland Daily Independent Newspaper Building in Ashland, Boyd County, Kentucky. The subject to be discussed is the life and times of Chief Justice Fred M. Benson, as Mr. Norris was a personal friend of Chief Justice Benson. Norris, could you tell me the year that you first met Chief Justice Benson?
I met Fred when I entered Center College in September of 1910. At Downey, Kentucky, of course. And he was at that time a senior in the School of Law, and I was a freshman. And we lived at that time in Breckinridge Hall, which was the college dormitory, and one of the few buildings still standing that were standing there.
What was your first impression of him?
Well, he had quite a reputation by that time in college. He was probably one of the best students, the highest ranking students that ever went to Trent College. And I knew him by a reputation on the campus as well as talking with him and so forth. He was a very close student and had a very able mind, but he was also an athlete. He played baseball, and particularly good in baseball, and also played basketball. He was a slender man at that time, perhaps 150 pounds, about not quite 6 feet tall, very active man.
Was he very outgoing, an extrovert, or?
Well, by the time I reached there, he was to some extent. I always understood he'd been a very close student. But with his athletics and his high standing in college, he had to keep pretty busy. But he was a member of the Phi Delta Theta fraternity. He was highly respected on campus.
Yes. His baseball career started at center, did it?
Yes, I think he played some amateur ball at Louisa. I always understood so.
I had been told that too.
Yes.
But he was a star at center.
Yes, he was a quarterback. I think he played shortstop. I think that was his particular play, shortstop. And then he played some basketball. I tried basketball myself, and I didn't see him in the gym in basketball.
Wonder what his favorite subject was in college. Do you know? Was it law?
I think it was English.
English?
That was my impression, because that was mine.
When?
Now, of course, after you got into law, that would be good. Subgraduate subject,
uh-huh.
I would say, the English and history.
Yeah.
He was quite a historian.
Did you have classes with him?
Oh, no.
Because he was an upperclassman?
He was an upperclassman. There was one other man from, it's pretty well known in this area. He's from Elliott County. Davis M. Hart, and I don't know whether you ever heard of him or not. He ragged one of the Flannery girls in Cabotsburg. And he had a record almost as good as Fred's. He was a small man, physical and delicate. And I think he was just 1 year behind Fred. He was probably, he was only there 1 year with me.
Were they close friends, or do you know?
Well, they were pretty well acquainted, I think. Yes, I think it was, later on he was a supporter of Fred politically.
Mm-hmm. At college, did he have a lot of friends, or was he more of a loner, or how would you describe his social life?
Well, I think in the fraternity life, as it was a center those days, he was a very popular man. I don't think he went to great many parties, that's what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was, his mind was principally on his business,
mm-hmm.
at that time.
When you first met him, did you have a feeling that this was a person who was going to go on to greater things?
Yes, I did. I admired him very much because of the record that he had made, and he was a very likable man. Now, he later became, you know, when he got into the high court, he became the great precipitator, like Henry Clay had been called. But he had a rather sharp temper when he was young, as I recall. I don't mean he was a fighter in mm-hmm. trouble, but he
had strong feelings about things.
Yeah.
Was he a debater in college?
Yes, he was a debater, and he had two literary societies there, the Chamberlain and the Dinologian. He was a debater, as I recall, and for the Dinologian literary society.
Mm-hmm. You said that English was one of his strong points. Did he ever write? Did he go in
that
area?
I'm not until, of course, he got writing bills in Congress.
Uh-huh.
He was, at one time, chairman of the Ways and Means Committee in Congress. And did a great deal of work, particularly on taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Incidentally, he was a good mathematician. He had that reputation. Always.
When he would talk with you on campus, did he ever refer back to his roots or his hometown or anything that would indicate that he had a great love for Eastern Kentucky?
Oh, yes. We had lots of Eastern Kentucky boys down there. I gathered from your question when I glanced over them that perhaps you had the obvious impression of Santa. We had lots of men from Eastern Kentucky as well as all over the state. Even when I was there, it's much more so now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a section of school by any manner of means. Of course, I didn't know much about Eastern Kentucky then. I was born in Northern Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
along the River Ohio. And I didn't know much about, so I didn't hear him talk much about it.
I've been told that when he was in Washington, that he would always refer back to his roots and always referred back to his great love for Eastern Kentucky. And I thought maybe...
Well, yes, he was proud of his state, just like all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he didn't hesitate to say so. We were all Kentuckians together,
yes.
Of course, there, practically all.
Uh-huh. Did he go back to reunions to Center?
Well, not early. He was not in the early years. He did later on, after he got famous. Of course, they were after him to come back for that quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And he received his doctor's degree there, and was in Ohio, which was
mm-hmm.
later given. And I'm under the impression that some of his books and his manuscripts and things that he had preserved in his own records were given to Santa College.
Oh, yeah.
I get that impression.
Maybe so.
In the library. I know there are some at the university, but I think there are also some at the Center.
Mm-hmm. The reason I guess you got the impression that I thought it was strange that he went to Central Kentucky, it seems that from his friends in Louisa, they said that this was a highlight of his life, that he went to Central Kentucky to school, and not a lot of his friends even ventured to college. And this was a big undertaking, particularly since he was poor. He didn't have a great deal of money.
I know he went on a scholarship, and he amply earned it.
What type of scholarship was it, scholastic or athletic?
Oh, scholastic. Never had athletic scholarship in those days. That was before the days of the paid athlete.
What about, did he know his wife? I don't know he knew his wife, but did he refer to Miss Dixon when he was in college? Or?
No, I never knew anything of her. Well, she was quite a little younger.
Yes.
She was probably a little girl about that time.
Might have been.
But I never heard any reference to her.
Mm-hmm. After he went to Washington, you say you sort of lost contact with him?
Well, I mean when he went to Washington in the executive branch. Now, as long as he was in Congress, I happened to, when he first ran for Congress, I happened to live in the same district at
mm-hmm.
that time. It ran along the river. And I introduced him to everybody I knew down in my own area.
Mm-hmm.
I was teaching school there right after I left Center College.
Mm-hmm.
And he made friends easily, you know. That was one of his very strong points. He remembered names better than any man I've ever known, except one, and that's Happy Town.
Well, I've been told that he could remember names very well.
Oh, very good. Yes. He had a very, not only names, but he'd remember family connections,
mm-hmm.
Family locations.
So when he was running for Congress, he was in Boyd County, and...
And Bracken, Mason, Reedham, all these counties along the river, yeah. They were in his district that time.
How many times do you know of that he ran for Congress? How many years was he in?
Well, he was elected, I think, four terms. you three or four times until he was defeated in 28 in the Hoover landslide.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back after he was up for that 1-2 year defeat. He went back and served two or three more terms. I don't remember exactly how many.
Can you remember any laws or anything that he was instrumental in helping to make a law? Or?
Well, he was always very loyal to the veterans. I remember that there were several there's a fight about the bonus, the World War I bonus,
mm-hmm.
which was paid in 36, as far as I can recall. I think he was instrumental in helping that bill. And also for disabled veterans of the war, he was I don't remember any one piece of legislation, but he was very considered a veteran of World War I.
So he's very patriotic and wanted to give just due to those who had helped.
Yes. I was acting in American Legion at that time myself, so I remember that very distinctly. Of course, I guess one of his outstanding accomplishments in Congress, as I mentioned once before, was the reform in tax laws. He was a very able tax lawyer, in addition to some of his other abilities. Incidentally, Fred's one of the few men that went very high in public life who, as I understand it, never accumulated a large amount of money. I don't mean to be as poverty stricken,
mm-hmm.
but he just didn't seem to be interested in
mm-hmm.
accumulation of wealth to any degree at all.
Wonder why he had this dedication to service for the country. You don't hear that,
well,
you know, often now.
No, that's unfortunate. I think it's rarer than
mm-hmm.
it used to be. I think it's, I'm sorry to say that,
mm-hmm.
I think it's rarer than it used to be. At least it never become out as prominently as it did among men in those days.
Mm-hmm. I understand that his mother was a great influence in his life. Did he ever refer to her?
No, I never remember. Of course,
mm-hmm.
my memory is not too sound anymore, but I don't remember any reference to that kind. He often spoke of his father.
Did he?
That is, of course, his father had a right interest in this, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was a county official.
How long did he live in Boyd County? Did you know him while he was here?
Yes, he had a home here and a law office right down in the corner here where he practiced law. He had in partnership with some other lawyer, I can't remember his name. But of course he practiced very actively during the period he was out of Congress,
mm-hmm.
which was a short time.
Mm-hmm. After he became with the judgeship, what stood out in your mind about that? Did you have very many meetings with him then?
No, I was not in a position to have meetings with the Supreme Court. No, I really read about him greatly, of course. His work was well publicized because he was a picturesque character.
Mm-hmm.
And he was called, as I say, after Henry Clay, he was called the Great Pacificator. The Supreme Court had sort of divided, that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to make compromises, I think, very successfully.
Do you think he actively attempted to become a Chief Justice, or was it sort of bestowed upon him?
Well, my impression was it was bestowed upon him. He was a very fine student of the law and probably the best mind on there at that time. Now, I don't like to say that because there was another Kentuckian on
mm-hmm.
there at the same time, and
mm-hmm.
he was a good judge too. But I don't mean to reflect on anybody, but that would be my judgment. But in the judgment of the appointed power, he had the capabilities for the office.
Do you think he was real close to President Roosevelt?
Yes, he was.
Wonder how that came about. Do you have any inkling of what caused the friendship? Or?
Well, no, I don't think he had any particular connection with him before he became president. But of course, Fred rode back into Congress on the return of the Democrats to power
mm-hmm.
after the Hoover administration.
Mm-hmm.
When Roosevelt was first elected, right in the depths of the Depression, of course.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember anything about, did he have a sense of humor, or Was there any interesting story that you can remember about a happening or anything that comes to mind? Or was he more serious? Was he the type of person that perhaps enjoyed other people's humor but wasn't particularly humorous himself?
No, I think he had a very good sense of humor. You asked me for a story. I remember particularly when he got the word that he'd been named Chief Justice. He happened to be at the Senate that time, which I think it was in June. And I rode home with him. In fact, he rode home in my car, but he rode back to Ashland that night. And we'd been kept, people complimenting him and congratulating him and all, we'd been kept rather late. And we got to Lexington, we were very hungry. And it was so late, about 9 o'clock by that time, that we didn't know where we were going to eat. And finally he said, "I know a fella out here that runs a restaurant out here on the edge of town. He's from up in Harlan County, and I know his family." So he stopped there, and we finally aroused the folks, and he came to the door, and he said, "We're closed. We're not selling." He said, "John, now I know you, and I'm Fred Benson." "Why?" He said, "Hello, Fred." Well, to make a long story short, we got a big dinner.
Oh, so it does help to remember people that they help you in times of need.
Oh, yes. He was asking about all of his relatives and friends, and he knew them. He knew who they were, and he knew all about them.
Yes. Have you kept up with his family?
Yes. Brad, the junior, I knew pretty well. He went to not the University of Virginia, but Washington Lee, I think. Fred Jr. went to Washington Lee. Now Jim, the younger brother, and my son were contemporaries and brought close friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew young Fred better than I did Jim because he was older,
mm-hmm.
more active with him.
What was their relationship with their father?
Oh, as far as I knew, very close. Of course, he was a very busy man.
Mm-hmm.
During their early boyhood, well, of course, he was in Congress,
mm-hmm.
and I know he saw a bit of him. But I didn't see too much of him or them either. After
they did go into the same field. They became lawyers, didn't they?
Jim was not a lawyer. I forget just what he was in some government field, but he wasn't a lawyer. But Fred was still an attorney in some branch of government. I don't know just what.
Did you know his wife very well?
Yes, I got to know her pretty well when they lived here, and my wife and I would see them, and they would see us. Yes, I knew some of her people in the way of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
She was a little bit younger. I don't know how much younger, but
I've been told that.
She's probably even younger than I, and that's pretty young.
I'm not real sure what the age difference was, but I had been told that she was younger.
Yeah, she was younger.
But I understand that he always, even several years before they became, real close, that he was very fond of her.
Yeah.
Maybe their families were close or something.
As far as I knew, he never really lived with any other girl, but I didn't know too much about
her. Well, that's what I had been told, too. Is there anything about him that you would like for people to know that had never had the opportunity to meet him? Is there something that you felt like should be handed down and told to the people?
As you have said, he was a very patriotic man. I always thought that he, in his congressional speeches, he made some very fine points. One quotation that I remember that he always used was from the Virginia Bill of Rights, which was the basic document the guiding force toward the Constitution. And the quotation is this: "The debts we owe our ancestors, we must repay by handing down entire those sacred rights to which we ourselves were born." If I've heard him make that quotation once, I've heard it half a dozen times, but it was always very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And that was particularly, of course, in wartime when cards were on the table.
I've been told by people who knew him real well that he had a deep sense of right and wrong, and he did not waver. I mean, he would let you know exactly where he stood.
Oh, that's right. He wasn't primarily a compromiser at all. Well, no good public servant that I've ever known were. I've often felt that I had more admiration for men than I disagreed sometimes, and men with whom I agreed to either.
Mm-hmm.
He had his own opinions.
Mm-hmm. I've been told also that in a crowd he would stand out because he was such a distinguished looking person.
Yes, he was. That's a good picture of him up there.
You felt like that is
yes.
a good likeness. I've seen that before.
Yes.
I recently listened to a tape of his speech when he was in Louisa, when they dedicated, you know, the plaque to him
yes.
and so on.
I was there.
I was there, but I don't remember, you know, too much about it at the time. But I was real impressed with his manner of speaking on the tape. I mean, he spoke with such force. I mean, you felt like that you had to believe as he believed because
yeah.
he said it with so much
conviction.
Uh-huh.
He had a
strong voice.
Condition. Yes, he was a strong character, and naturally so, he couldn't have gotten where he did unless
mm-hmm.
he
I think the main thing that people in Lawrence County, they should remember someone who has overcome a lot of odds. I mean, he had a lot of things really against him, and yet he did achieve
oh, yes.
so much.
Yes. He achieved, and as I say, what is different from most public men, at least this time, at least, he wasn't particularly interested in accumulation for himself,
mm-hmm.
Either of power or money.
Mm-hmm.
He was a public servant.
I think that is a good way of remembering.
Yes.
Well, Mr. North, I really think that you've given at least an insight for me into his life, and it's interesting to know of someone who's from the same county to know what they were like and how they felt and thought.
Fred C., I think, was in the Senate at the same time. I'm pretty sure I'm right about
was
that.
He?
In the law school, I think, the same time Fred was, as near as I can recall.
I remember him
yes.
vaguely. His brother Jack, I know
yes.
better since he is living now.
Yes. I knew him. Well, he was a cousin of ours or a brother of ours, Irish.
You know, I'm not sure.
I'm not really sure myself either. I knew Ira later. He was a state senator.
Yes.
Later, but I didn't know the exact relationship.
Was Ira C. A close friend of Benson? I'm sure he was, though, wasn't he?
Yes, they were opposite political parties, but they were friendly.
They were in Washington
yes.
about the same time?
Well, he was state senator. He was in Frankfort.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
that's
he
right.
wasn't. He wasn't in Washington.
Ira lived here in Boyd County, didn't he?
Yes, for a time. Now he did live finally in Florida.
Yes. A relative of theirs is very active in Lawrence County now. Howard C. I'm sure you've heard
yes,
of him.
Oh, yes, yes.
And he's trying so desperately to get industry and
okay.
trying to get jobs for people in Lawrence
That's
County.
Work, yes. Yes.
Do you know of any other contemporaries of Mr. Benson at Center from Lawrence County?
Not from Lawrence County. I don't remember anybody else from Lawrence Center at that time.
When you went on campus at Center, did you mostly stay at Center, or did you go to surrounding colleges for mm-hmm. social events or anything?
Not in those days.
Was it because the travel was so difficult?
Oh yes, days before the automobile land, nobody in college had an automobile. Very few people in town.
Mm-hmm.
And furthermore, if you wanted to go any place, you had to have money. Most of us didn't have money.
Don't you imagine, though, that also caused your intellect to be improved so much more, though, than today's students?
I think so. I think
they have so many distractions.
They run around too much, and I can say that because I have 12 grandchildren, 6 great grandchildren. So I can talk about it.
So that's the reason we think that Chief Justice Benson was such a, as we might say, a bookworm. He
well, we all were more or less that way, as you say, perhaps from necessity, as well as from desire. Because we didn't have an opportunity to get around the radio. once in a while we'd be able to save up enough to get to Lexington, and that was only 35 miles to go to a show or something of that kind. They had stage plays in Lexington in the old theater there in those days, but not very often. We had $2 or $3 in that tenure.
Wonder how Mr. Vinson traveled to center. Did he go by train?
Oh, yes, he was on the train. I presume he would have come here and then down to CNO, the direction, and then south on the QNC, Queen and Crescent. The way I went, from Augusta, I'd go to Cincinnati, down to CNO, and then take the southern QNC to Danville. Mm-hmm. And it was twice as far that way as it would have been overland, but there weren't any roads overland.
Mm-hmm.
And no automobiles to ride on as it has been.
Only how big was the surrounding town around center? Was it very large?
Danville, yes, Danville, I think that time was probably 5,000 or 6,000. It's up 9,000 or 10,000 mm-hmm. now.
But there have been, I'm sure, you can see a lot of change.
Oh,
can't
it's
you?
Industrialized now to a large extent. And, entirely different from what it was in those days. It was largely a rural center in those days.
The center is such a beautiful college. It has such beautiful buildings.
Well, yes, I think so. That's the old main building center there. That's where the law school was in Fred's day.
Mm-hmm. Very pretty.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Norris, do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
I can't think of anything that could be useful except I think the great men also believe that Fred is one of the best public servants the state of Kentucky has ever produced. As you said, and as I've said, he was controversial all right sometimes. If he didn't agree with you, he didn't hesitate to tell you so, which is what I like.
Mm-hmm. I think that is a good characteristic.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for this interview.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to talk to you.